when you walk through the city.
Walk through the city.
Gotta keep your strap. Well, I beg your pardon.
Pardon.
You gotta watch your back. Walk with Jesus.
Walk with Jesus.
He's gonna save your soul. But you gotta keep the devil.
Gotta keep the devil.
Way down in the hole.
Yeah. Detroit.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to Bad Guy Radio, to say hello to the Bad Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Cutter Kane. We are back in the building, man. It's been a minute. Came here to kick some shit and talk some shit with y'all today, man. Got another topic on deck. Before we get started, man, you know, because I got to always stay my piece and say my shit. Congratulations to me on my 1,000 hours played. You know what I'm saying? I did break my 1,000 hours played. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, to 1,000 hours, man. We ain't even broke 90 days yet. And we got 1,000 hours, man. We feeling good. And it's a good new year, man. And we ready to bring some new content, some new material. So, today, I will be talking about social media dating, internet dating. That's something that's real big right now. I know you ladies be liking to perpetrate the fraud, like y'all be ignoring all those inboxes and like y'all ain't fucking nothing. I know. But we know the real and what's going on. So, we going to have some conversations, stay some peace, tell some stories, and do what we do here on the Bad Guy Podcast. Before I tell my story, you know what I'm saying? You know, of course, we got to introduce my guest because I always keep a guest that's going to talk some shit and state their peace. I got my homegirl in the building. I got Cole. What's up, Cole?
What up, though?
Cole got a couple stories. I mean, y'all probably remember her from my Rise of Sexual Culture show. She had some stories then, and, you know, ever since then, we've been clicking, we've been hanging. And so it's like every time I, you know, every day they go past, a new story get presented to me. I'd be like, she got some shit to say. She need to be heard. And also in the building, I got somebody that's new to the media world. Her name is Kia. She looking a little uptight over there. We got to get a little, we got to get her in her mode, man, because she be talking her shit.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, she about you know, 5,000 Facebook friends in, about 60 inboxes a day in, man. So she going to give us some insight today, too. So, internet dating. Everybody does it. I mean, I pretty much know, you know, we do everything on the internet now. Order food, order rides, get in cars with strangers. You know what I'm saying? You know, we do a lot of things on the internet. And I know that internet dating has become a lot more prevalent than it was in previous times. I remember back in the day when I started on the internet, I'm going to tell you my age right now, man, we had AOL. We was in chat room saying ASL. I don't think you remember that.
That's I'm younger than you when we had that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we had that. We didn't even really have pics back in the day. Like, if you had a pic, man, you was the man, because pics was hard to come by. But again, you know, it translated. It went from, what was it, AOL chat rooms to Black Planet, from Black Planet to Crush Spot, from Crush Spot to MySpace, from MySpace to I remember when Facebook, man, was only for college students.
Yep.
You couldn't even get into Facebook unless you had a college email. And now it's just like, basically, man, you can do everything over the internet, and you can basically start a relationship. You can basically end a relationship. Yo, you can end a marriage based upon the shit that goes on the internet. So today, man, we're going to just talk about dating, the effects that the internet may play on dating, whether it's building your relationship, whether it's destroying your relationship, so on and so forth. So first, ladies, ask you ladies some questions. I see, I'm pretty sure, you know, you guys both have social media accounts. Am I correct? What social medias do you utilize?
I have Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Snapchat. Okay, is it a premium Snapchat or is it a regular Snapchat?
It's not premium. I thought about the premium.
You thought about it?
A little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because you like, you know, exposing yourself. And then you have to advertise for the shit.
Make that money, girl. Don't let him in. Listen, if you're looking for a cameraman in my spare time outside of me hosting the Bad Guy Podcast, I actually have a new iPhone Pro Max, and so I'm a photographer now. So if you need somebody to take some pictures, we'll discuss that later on. You need a manager job. I'm doing it as well. So, Kia,
I only have Facebook.
So how long have you been utilizing Facebook?
For like probably 10 years.
10 years, okay, same page. You don't got no alter egos?
I don't have no alter egos. I'm always who I am.
Always who I am, okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that knowing that you guys are utilizing social media, have you ever met anyone from social media, Kia?
Yeah, several guys.
Several guys.
And I almost only exclusively date through social media now.
So
that's almost exclusively how I date. I mean, I might meet a guy here or there, but I don't really trust that. I trust it more if I meet a guy. Not that I trust more that I can meet a guy online, but you know more about a guy just from his social media versus just running into him in the streets.
Okay, see, now that's something that I wanted to ask you guys about, because it's like a big thing that we hear, you know, with people on the internet, is that they're not usually who they claim to be and who they say they are. So, Key, when you are, dating guys that you meet from social media, how do you determine, what do you look for when someone falls in your inbox or you decide to fall in their inbox? Like, do you do both?
I don't approach, not really.
You don't approach, okay.
No. I just wait to be approached by who I want to be approached by, though.
Okay, so what do you do? You give, like, little subtle hints.
More like that.
Okay, so let me ask you. So you say, you know more about a guy from social media. What do you look for before you respond?
I'm going to tell you one of the most important main things, because this is a small city. This is Detroit. This is a small city.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual friends. Who is your mutual friends? Yes. Is your mutual friends one of my old niggas? Because if that's the case, no.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's just like, you know, that would make sense. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to get to that, too. Like I said, fellas, you know. They gonna tell their story, but y'all know I'm gonna always give y'all the back door, man, and show y'all how to navigate and how to do things. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna be honest with you, it's just like, we gonna get that in a minute, man. We'll get that in a minute. What do you do? So you like, okay, you say you give subtle hints, like you'll like a picture.
I love a picture because if I love a picture, I don't like love a guy picture probably. I mean, okay, if it's something like him and his kid, I might love it. But if it's just him by himself and I'm loving it, I'm probably feeling you.
Okay. So Nicole, you said that you said you got more social media than Kia does.
Yes.
Kia has just Facebook. You said you have Instagram, Snapchat,
yes,
and Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay, have you dated or met any gentlemen?
I have met some people off social media.
Okay, so when we say people are, and same thing I'm asking for you too, Kia. When you say guys, say you guys have met several, are we saying 5, 10, 15, 20?
No,
to be honest
with you, I don't like social media dating. I feel like it gives you another aspect of that person, absolutely, but I would prefer to meet people like face-to-face.
So, I mean.
And then if we add each other, that's cool. But
what we're talking about now is social media dating. So in terms of social media dating, how many guys would you say you've met through social media dating?
Oh, shit. 5 or 10,
okay.
I'd say about 20. About over 10 years, 20. Yeah.
20, so about 2 guys a year for 2 years. Yeah. Okay. We'll say that's about reasonable. Now, with these guys that you guys met, did these go into relationships? Sometimes, okay. Now, I'll be honest with you, because you know I got to tell my story, too. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and question y'all all day. Y'all know I put my shit on the floor, too. I mean, I'm an avid social media dater. You know what I'm saying? Avid. I mean, I've been... Like I said, I'm showing my age. I've been at this shit since AOL, since MySpace, since Time was in my top 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm being honest, man. You know, I met both my kids. I got 2 kids from social media. We're going to put it on them. Both my baby mamas I actually met. And we kind of knew of each other more. But the initial us connection that we had was through social media. One from Twitter. The other one was kind of like a combination of like Facebook, Instagram. We was like on the same. But anyway. We'll get to that in a second. So.
No, but I definitely agree with Kia about the mutual friend thing. Okay. Like, I check for sure. Because I feel like, number one, my family know a lot of people from east to the west side. So, I'd be trying to investigate.
So, if you look through the guy's mutual friends and you don't see your ex-boyfriend, because that's who you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Do you look for... females, you know, do you look for...
Hoes that be hating on me, because if you fuck with hoes that be hating on me, I ain't trying to fuck with you.
I mean, what they got to do with you?
Because I just don't fuck with that.
He didn't know that, though.
I know, but I just don't even want to be just... Because I know they going to be hating again. If I start fucking with you for real, they going to start trying to fuck with you, because they going to start hating.
You can't be basing what you going to do off the next motherfucker.
Nope, that's the next one. Hoes that be hating, I am still straight on you.
Okay.
Damn.
So does the children or any of that make a difference? I'm gonna tell you something. Like on my social media, I'm a big social media user. I got Snapchat. I don't pretty care for Snapchat. I don't fuck with that. I got Instagram. I got Facebook. You know. So that's pretty much what I utilize. It's a little bit more deep now than it used to be. You got what's the new one? You got the Plenty of Fish. You got the Tinder. Yeah. Facebook has a dating website. What's the longest relationship, or what was the most serious situation you got that? Because I got two kids fucking around with that internet shit. So I mean, what's the longest relationship you, Nicole, you dealt with dealing with the social media dating?
I don't know. You gotta come back to me.
I gotta come back to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, that sounds like you got an extensive background on there.
I'd say 4 years.
4 years. So you got a 4 relationship. Was it off of Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. And are y'all still Facebook friends?
Of course not. I hate him.
You hate him? Why you hate him?
Because he need to die.
Oh,
okay. Well, we're gonna get to that. That's an upsetting situation. I mean, what was your detective skills? How long were you guys Facebook friends before you became serious?
Probably for about 3 years.
3 years. So you were watching him, peeping his moves for 3 years before y'all began a relationship? Uh-huh. How long did it take for y'all to meet before y'all began? I'm sorry, like you were friends for 3 years total?
We was friends for 3 years before I ever met him.
So in 3 years before you ever met him. So y'all was just liking, talking shit?
We wasn't even really talking to each other. We were like, but we wouldn't talk. And then like the last year, we talked a little bit.
See, my situation with internet dating is, like I said, I mean, it's definitely more convenient. I mean, people are more open to it now. I mean, it's just like, I'm going to tell guys, I mean, it's just really cheaper. I mean, you can basically, you know, you got the fucking selection. It's like internet shopping, man. You can just add to your cart and check the fuck out. I mean, and then when you think about it too, a lot of times the women who you see at the bars and the clubs, what they doing? They on their phones, they shooting fucking videos. They're not even paying no attention to the men that are in the clubs. So I mean, I can definitely see why, you know, internet dating is picked up. But I can tell you something else too. You know, I see also where it can become a problem. I mean, I know in a situation that I've had, you know, my social media, because, you know, I talk a lot of shit. I got a lot of shit going on. It has caused problems in my social media. I'm sorry, in the relationships that I had in the past. Did it really change how I acted? Probably not. But it's just like it made me adapt to certain rules or certain things that I do, you know, when I'm on social media, when I'm dealing with somebody that I mess with. Because I'm going to tell you, if I start fucking, you start liking me, I'm blocking you. it's going to be a problem. It's like the same shit that a female thought was funny and thought was cute before y'all was fucking. Them same jokes ain't funny no more.
Nope.
Those same, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, listen, I didn't went through the war enough to know what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So now, in terms of you guys' inboxes, I mean, what's, I'm pretty sure, I mean, we're going to get some pictures before. That's another thing too, man. I know I haven't been hitting y'all with the visuals, man. The visuals is coming. Some of my topics be kind of controversial, so I'll be trying to protect the innocent, but I mean, anything got to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? I got to sell shows, baby. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I got to educate, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, shit, you know, it is what it is, man. It's the Bad Guy Radio Show. If you don't want to get questioned, if you don't want to get called out on your shit, man, don't come here. Don't step in my shit. You come in here, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you get a drink. I'm going to let you pour your trouble, because I always ask all my guests, what you drinking for you? And Cole's a frequent visitor of the Bad Guy, podcast.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to let you pop your drink, and I'm going to let you tell your story. So, first thing you do. So, listen, you say that most of the time you getting approached. Okay, you trying to tell me you ain't never jumped in nobody's inbox. You ain't never.
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 Never, ever, 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 ever,
serious. At least I tried.
But the nigga got to shoot a shot at me first because I'm shy like that.
I am too.
So he
got to
shoot a shot first.
I think I'm more forward on the internet, goddammit, because...
I'm more forward on the internet, of course.
See, it's like, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm going to tell you what I do is just like this. Like, most of the time with me, I kind of look for certain shit. I look at...
What you look for, okay?
Man, listen, I'm going to give you some of my game, but I can't give it all to you. I got to leave the back door open, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to pull a play. But right. I kind of look like if I like her, this is the real truth, nigga. And I said, fellas, I'm gonna always give y'all the game. I watch for constant viewership, not just the liking pictures, because I'm gonna tell you something. Lurking is at an all time high. A lot of the time, motherfuckers will see the pictures, they don't like them. Them stories is where you catch the bitches that's on your dick. So you gotta watch that, fellas. When you posting those stories up, if she in every story, every pic, that's where it's at. Because a lot of the women, nah. I mean, you know, women sneaky, man. They creepy, man. You know what I'm saying? They know how to do shit in a sly way. So it's like they might know that your homeboy that they used to fuck with in the sixth grade and seventh grade on your friends list. They're not gonna like that picture.
See, women gonna plot and plan. So
yeah, plot and plan, but they be some thirst buggers on this bitch too.
Oh yeah, no. But if she's smart with her shit, she gonna plot most and plan. Of them
not
smart.
Like they not. I mean, it's like my thing is this though. I mean, it's two sides to it because it's just like, you know, you see it. The internet made relationships be substance for instant gratification. And the reason I feel like that, and this is why I say I like it, though. This is why I say I like the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, you know, you kind of had to get to know a female, talk to her on the phone all night, whatever the case may be. The reason that I prefer internet dating is, first of all, like you said, kid, I kind of feel the same way you feel. I've been watching you before I even said anything. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like where it kind of makes shit easier. But if you've been following me for a consistent amount of time, it's easy. You feel comfortable when you with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a stranger. It's nothing for me to be. You've been watching my kids grow up.
True.
You've been watching me go to work. You can see that I'm, you know, I dress. I got about. It's easier when I first meet you to be like, hey, let's do. You're more comfortable with me. So that's what I think made it good. What I think made it bad was it's that same instant gratification because it works both ways. Women know they can bounce back off a nigga with one picture. Put that ass up, tune it up the right way. Make one
thanks.
Of them. Yeah, thanks. You said that shit too goddamn fast. You said that shit too. See, fellas, and this is what I'm gonna tell you. See, fellas, I tell you, I bring the truth about them when they come up in here. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like I'm gonna tell you, dudes, man, you gotta learn how to peep the signs, man. Cause a lot of you niggas don't be peeping the signs. And
that stuff don't really work. That's instant gratification. It don't work on both ends.
It works, man. Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this,
it
man.
It does not.
Listen,
even a woman gonna be.
Be what?
It's just instant gratification for her too.
I mean, yes, true. But I mean, in terms of men are natural predators. Like we wake up thinking about the next female order. I mean, not okay. Then I'm out before fellas. Like, this nigga telling all the sneak. I know, fellas, we all don't cheat because you know a lot of us men don't cheat. Maybe 10% out of 100% of men in Detroit cheat. You know, small, and 10% is a very small number. I think maybe 10%.
I think about 10% is faithful. You're right.
That's not what I said. But anyway, no, fellas, I'm just here to give y'all some game, man. Because I'm going to be honest with you niggas, man. You know, I done popped stars off that motherfucking internet shit, man. Some of y'all WCWs, boy, get real nasty. And you niggas be all in the comments calling her a queen. Man, that bitch is a prostitute, bro. I'm trying. Yeah.
Stop.
And I would say some names, but no. Then that would be snitching. But I'm going to tell you something, though, fellas. Look, I'm going to tell you, I went through, you know, all the stages on the internet. You know what I'm saying? When you're a young guy, you kind of into that, you know, maybe you flashing money or you maybe showing the pistols, you acting tough, you know, gang, gang, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, as I got older, man, I found out I was scaring the bitches. You know what I'm saying? See, now, you see me on the internet, man, I'm hugging the kids. Hey, mwah. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the crib cooking steaks. You know what I'm saying?
Not because you're getting old, bitches, not.
Hey, listen, I prefer old bitches, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. Hey, listen, mm-hmm. I like these young bitches, man, but y'all can't really do shit, and all y'all phone screens is cracking. You kind of smell like pee. So, ain't nothing wrong with an old bitch,
pause.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real, man.
What do you consider young? Like, you have to elaborate.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I mean, at this point in my life, man, I think, like, man, I used to feel like you got to be at least 25. Man, I feel like you got to at least be 30 now. I can't.
Damn.
First of all, man, I'm 33 years old. I'm happy to say it. You know, at one time, I'd be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting old. Man, I'm happy to be 33. You know what I'm saying? I see too many guys. Life is, that ain't.
Well, I'm 27 and my phone screen ain't broke. So
I could just, I could just admit it is. But anyway, the exception to the rule does not disprove the rule. So what I'm going to say is, it's just like, you know, ain't nothing wrong. Hey, listen, hey, don't call my bitches old. They're seasoned. Margaret take good care of me. She cook me motherfucking roast sandwiches, be feeding me at the plant, all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, young
and she
chicks.
She got good pension.
Hey, listen, you know, hey, look, right. And she, look, I don't got to eat no fofofos or none of that shit fucking around with Margaret. So y'all going to chill on my bitch. My old bitch keep it gangster with me. Hey, look, got a couch I can sleep on. It's some plastic on that bitch. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Oh, your booty sweat.
Man, but listen, I be on that motherfucker. No, she got the good AC, boy, the big old school bitch that sit in the window, you feel me?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, man, so you said your premium Snapchat. The fuck is you laughing at? Did you see that?
Premium.
We're gonna come back to that because she's gonna act like she wanted. She wanted to let you fellas know, man. The motherfucker already dropped, but we got to test the waters before we give it out because we're doing a free trial. If you subscribe now, yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. So anyway, those inboxes. I hear a lot of shit, man. I see a lot of screenshots. Is that what y'all game is?
I never screenshot.
You don't screenshot?
I think it's lame. Like, I get so many inboxes. Why? Nope.
You get so many inboxes. So what is you doing to attract those inboxes?
All type of stuff. So you
admit that you do shit to get attention on the internet.
Yeah, but I will say that I'm not a type of person that'll post a picture every day. I'm not a bitch that'll just post a picture every day of my ass and just sit up there. But I will post a picture of my ass. I ain't saying I won't. But okay. I will not just post one.
So, I mean, like, when you post those types of pictures, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm being honest, like, I see some shit on the internet, and it's just like, I mean, I'm a firm believer in you kind of attract what you put out. So I mean, so do you respond? Do you decline a message? You leave a nigga on red? How does that work?
Well, if I'm posting the picture just of my ass, no, I'm not going to respond to that message. But if he send me a message later, like...
So it got to be the person that you was setting it up for.
It
got
to be the person that it was set up for.
So how do you know you set it up for? Do y'all, like, Cole, what do? You wait until you see his light, his name green, wait for him to put a status up?
I wait for him to write me a message.
So you a nigga writes you a message, you going up an ass pic?
No.
Help me understand.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, most of the time a female, if she up in the ass pic or... I ain't gonna say I up my whole ass, no, but just something, you know, provocative.
Let nigga know.
I'm gonna up something provocative, it's probably either A, I'm lonely as fuck, or B, my nigga really fucking up.
I can vouch for that, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Like, my first woman, I met her, this is back when Twitter was popping, like 09, 010, like long ass time ago. My son's mother, like, you know, I'm gonna be honest, like, I shot at her. And I'm gonna be honest, fellas, you know, shit, I done got left on red, I done got left on scene, but I'm gonna tell y'all the game, man, the bitches come back around. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas be going hard, calling them hoes, bitches, and they do y'all, a female be, don't respond to the text to the inbox in enough time. You old raggedy ass bitch, I ain't wanna talk to you anyway. Fellas, I'm trying to tell you, you might can smooth that out, man, she'll come back. Cause I'm gonna be honest, my son's mother, I was in her inbox for like, I ain't gonna say in her inbox, but I sent her a message like 2 years before we actually, you know what I'm saying, met up and kicked it. Like,
but that's how my ex was. He sent me a message 3 years before we ever kicked it.
So you put the ass pick up and then you dropped it, like you threw that motherfucker on him. Because I mean, my question is this now. So it's like when you say, you know, you put the picture up if you feel lonely, if you get the right inbox, is you gonna allow a nigga to pull up or are you bluffing on that bitch?
No, it depends. If it's the right nigga, yeah. We about to go out.
Y'all about to go out?
Yeah.
What y'all about to do after that?
Just kick it for that day.
For that day?
Come on now.
I mean, that ain't what a nigga came for.
Well, I don't know what niggas come for.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit now. Yeah, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that on the Bad Guy Podcast, man.
We gonna keep it gangster.
All right, so, I mean, in terms of... meeting people off the internet, have you ladies ever met a guy that wasn't what he was supposed to be?
Definitely.
Some shit was looking like it would. Give me a story. We're gonna start off with you, Cole. Give me a story when you know, you met somebody on the internet, somebody you was scoping, somebody you thought it was what it was, and it turned out a little. You looking up in the sky. I mean, you must got a good story to tell. Tell me how it went.
I'm just trying to think, like, in real life, like, why you ain't let Key go first? Why you got me first? Okay, I don't even know. I drew a whole blank.
I could think of one time that I met a guy that definitely was not what he was supposed to be.
So what did you think? So how did tell me how that process when he was your friend?
Yeah, he was my Facebook friend for years. He was my Facebook friend for probably like 2 years.
Okay.
He asked me out. We ended up going out for breakfast. That was our first little date. And then we went out a couple more times. Like, I don't know, dinner, dates, breakfast, bullshit, you know?
Okay.
So we start going out. So one day he finally asked me, like, can I come over his house for breakfast. He gonna cook me breakfast.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, sure. You know, like we've been going out this much. Why not? I go over to this.
How many times do y'all go out before?
Probably
you took
about
it to the house.
Six.
Six times?
Yeah.
That nigga was blowing big bread. Shit, you'd have been at his third meal, bro. You had to cut.
Dang, some, you terrible.
I'm like, I'm keeping it 1,000, man. Y'all
no, because you really are terrible, though. But that's why.
It's fucked. Hey, I ain't terrible, man. I'm just a bargain shopper, man. I'm trying to do, the recession is in and the taxes is high. So we're trying to do the most we can with what we got. Well, you know, this is not about me right now. We're talking about
exactly.
You. So he invites you to the house.
He invites me over. So okay. I comes over there. It's for breakfast. So I'm like, okay, I mean, you know. He done took me out so many times, I feel like I should go over there. I don't want to feel him to feel like I'm playing him out, really. I goes over there. We sitting in the living room. He cooking breakfast in the kitchen. I sit in the living room. We talking. We chit-chatting. I come in the kitchen, chit-chat. He said, I got to go to the restroom. Now, when I came in the house, I noticed that it's picture frames down in the living room.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for him to go to the bathroom. I'm like, as soon as he go to the bathroom, I'm lifting these picture frames up, and I'm about to see what the fuck is on this shit.
So, okay.
So, I lift the picture frames up. It's him and his whole motherfucking family, his kids,
How did you know that was his wife? And
he got his arm around him, and it's his kids in front of him. What are you talking about? It's multiple pictures of this.
So, he had multiple pictures face down?
Face down. He just really think I'm that dumb that I wasn't going to look at the picture frame. Okay,
so then what happened?
I leave while he in the bathroom.
How did you leave?
I ran out the bathroom, ran out the house, drove home.
Okay. See, I mean, in that situation, case, man, that was just a dumbass
move.
That was just a dumbass move. I mean, like I said, man, with internet day, man, I see a lot of bullshit.
Because you never know who you're going to meet.
I mean, I think to a certain extent you do. What's up, Cole?
Okay. So, story. I ended up meeting somebody off the internet.
Was it Facebook, Instagram?
It was Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
Okay. So I honestly did not, like, we haven't followed each other for a little minute. And he was just like, okay, whatever. He slid in my inbox. So I was just like, okay, whatever. So we started inboxing. Then we started talking on the phone more and started hanging out. And I was just like, yeah, no. So
what made you say no? What occurred when you guys were hanging out?
I don't know. Like, I don't like niggas that try to do too much. Like, you feel me?
What do you mean by doing too much?
Doing too much, like, as in, just be yourself. You don't have to try to be something that you're not.
So what was he trying to be?
Flashy and shit like that. Telling me you got money and all that shit. None of that shit matters to me. I don't really.
How long were you guys friends on Instagram before you guys chose to meet up?
Probably like a year or so.
About a year or so. Yeah. Okay.
And so ended up finding out that he knows my family.
Was it a relationship?
It wasn't a relationship.
There was no relationship.
No, I just sat on his face a couple times.
So the nigga was just eating the pussy, huh? Yeah. He was flashing to eat that motherfucker down. Now,
yeah.
Huh? See, I mean, fella, see, now we getting to the motherfucking meat and potatoes of the situation. Because I'm going to tell you something, fella. It's just like, the one thing that I learned is, man, as much as we watching them, they watching us too. Before you fall in the inbox, bro, she didn't look at all your pictures. She didn't check your stats. She know if you could spell. She know if you got the same fucking outfit on in 8 out of 10 pictures. She didn't peep it. She be peeped. They read. Listen, man, these bitches read comments, man. I do. I ain't gonna lie, I read comments too. I be seeing my niggas on some of the bitches' page that I fuck with. I ain't gonna say nothing because it ain't my business. But you got it. That's how you keep it player, man. Y'all niggas only keeping it player. I heard that y'all niggas be screenshotting like these hoes be doing. That's what I be hearing.
Niggas screenshot more than the hoes do, to be honest with you.
Facts.
I swear.
Facts only.
So, I mean, in terms of relationships that you guys have in internet, so you guys said that you say your relationship, Kia, you hoping that your ex becomes deceased. Was it something that was dealing with social media that made that relationship go left?
No. I mean, social media probably played a part in it falling apart, but it couldn't be the full total extent. He just a piece of shit. But social media definitely played a part because he was definitely cheating on social media. Of course, he found me on social media.
So are you one of those? So like, are you one of those females that feel like, if you prefer men now that you have this experience with dating guys and social media? With social media, are you one of those females that feel like you rather date a guy that doesn't have it?
Honestly, yes, but it's so few people that don't have social media.
My thing is this: this is a common question that I commonly see asked. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna ask you guys, and I'm gonna give my opinion on it as well. I mean, I hear a lot of people say they'll give up their relationship. Would they give up social media for their relationship?
I wouldn't.
You would not?
I would not.
Why
because
not?
I feel like the relationship isn't real if you got to give it up for social media. That's not realistic to me. Because honestly, people can cheat in any type of way. Social media just make it easier.
Or what about you, Cole? Do you think...
I honestly think people put way too much emphasis on social media because I feel like if I trust my spouse, I just got to trust you. Like, you feel me? I don't know. I just don't feel like... Okay, perfect example. I have a friend and her boyfriend go back and forth on that shit, like, all the time.
Exposing?
No, like, he don't want her to follow certain people. She's really pretty.
See, I'm going to tell you something. That's the shit.
Wait, but listen, it goes both ways because she models, so he made her block like a lot of the well-known photographers, you feel me? And I'm like, what?
My thing is this, in terms of social media, and it's like, it's crazy because it's like, I date on social media,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've met in the honest number, more than the number that you motherfuckers is lying about. I can tell you that. Because if y'all saying 20, it's probably 50. You know what I'm saying? And if you saying whatever the fuck number you said it was, probably multiplied too. But, I mean, I think the first time I met a female that I actually, you know what I'm saying, like, had sex with or, like, dated, I was like 2006. I was probably like 19 years old. Nigga. I'm 33 now, nigga. Mm-hmm. I done mastered the fucking art at this point.
Yeah.
Like, but...
But it goes both ways because she was tripping on him. Like, he followed a couple model girls, too. And she like, why you liking her picture? And I just feel like to be to that extent is just too much. Because I don't want you to feel like you can't like nobody's picture.
But it's jealousy anywhere.
But that's just extreme. Like,
my thing is this, like.
I mean, I think the bitch pretty, too. So we finna like it together. The fuck? I mean, it's not that deep. Like. Now, if you're trying to slide in her inbox, I feel like that's totally different. You feel me? But liking
that's
a pic,
the thing. These niggas is
so,
definitely.
So, ladies, let me ask you this: like, are you ladies like friends with, I'm sure you guys got girlfriends or cool something like that. Like, so do y'all like compare inboxes? Like, let's say Kia, you receive an inbox today. Are you gonna send it to your girl? Hey, girl, this nigga in my inbox. Blah, blah, blah. Do y'all like report to each other who's talking to who?
No, honestly, like if it's a nigga that's kicking it with my homegirl. Or if he's trying to kick it with me and my homegirl, I'm going to probably see him on her messages or on my messages. I mean, not messages, on our page. I'm going to see. So some niggas, I see them. I be like, I seen this nigga on my page. He be all up in my inbox. But I be seeing him heavy on my girl page.
So, I mean, so let me ask you this. If you see a nigga on your inbox, or I'm sorry, on your girl's page, and you see him on your page, is that a no-go for you?
Not necessarily, no. That ain't not a go, no go. If she fucking with him, I'm going to ask her, is you fucking with him?
Yeah.
And she be like, I ain't fucking with him. I'm straight on him.
Exactly.
Then you will go.
That's fair game.
Yeah, fair game.
Shit, I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, that's how I'm rocking, too. Because it's like, I ain't going to lie, man. Hoes be bullshitting. And they be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm for real. Ladies, I'm some real shit. Y'all be... Oh, this nigga be in my inbox, me and my girl inbox. Well, bitch, you should have replied, man. Right. I don't have time to be fucking around with you. I mean, like, hey, look.
For real.
Hey, listen, game on, baby. I'm going to let you. And I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even a serial inbox jumper. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? I pick and choose my spots. Like, I'm not. We'd be friends for years, you know what I'm saying? And liking pictures before I actually be like, hey, you know, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We'd be friends forever before I'll approach you. So, I mean, and from that aspect, I kind of feel like like you guys said, I know you. You know what I'm saying? I kind of understand where you're coming from, and I kind of met you before. So
have you met anybody that's been on the show in your inbox?
Have I met anybody from my show in my inbox?
Mm-hmm.
I asked the fucking questions here, okay? Don't fucking
what?
Listen here.
Okay, my bad.
Fucking,
I just,
the fucking, this is the fucking bad guy podcast.
It is the bad guy podcast.
I asked the questions here. So let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever had any situations where, let's say the relationships went bad? Because remember a couple years ago, man, we had a lot of shit going on with social media, Detroit, with the exposed pages and... Is this your man posting shit like that?
I've never been exposed. Have you been exposed, Kia?
Yes.
Ooh. was it like your body or
yes,
like?
Girl, oh. It's the craziest shit ever.
Okay,
let's go.
I was fucking with this lame ass weak ass nigga. I had just went through a breakup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was desperate, and this is honestly Mm-hmm. Not even a nigga I met from social media. I could have just met the nigga from social media.
So wait a minute. So in this situation, you met the guy in the streets.
No, not in the streets. We used to work together.
Okay. Oh, listen, but I'm just saying you met uh-huh. him outside of social media.
Yeah.
You guys got involved. He got a hold of some pictures.
Man, listen. I would never even get this nigga no pictures. He's so fucking lame. He was just a nigga that I was fucking with at the time. I was desperate. I was lonely.
So what did he expose? Pictures?
Yes.
Okay, so listen.
But he took these pictures without my knowledge. I was fucking asleep.
Damn.
Okay, yeah, that's
different. That's like the lamest shit that could ever happen to somebody.
What they say, sexually based crimes in New York City are investigated by a special victims unit.
Lamest shit ever. These are
their stories.
So he took pictures of you while you were asleep.
Yes, and he never exposed these to me. We break up like a month probably. Probably like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I end up dating another guy. He calls my phone for 2 months. He keep calling me. He keep calling me.
The guy with the pictures.
Okay. Me being a nice lady, very nice woman.
Okay.
I answer the phone for him one day, and I just tell him, like, honestly, you should stop calling me. Like, I do have a man now. I'm not trying to lead you on. I have a man. He exposes my pictures. Like, so, you take these pictures, and then you're going to expose him.
So, like... Okay, were you guys friends on social media?
Yes,
we were. So did he tag you? Did he put him up? Did he put him in a group? What did he do?
He tagged me. He tagged me to my page. He put it on my wall.
He was hurt.
What did you do about it? I mean, I know you.
I immediately untagged the photo.
You reported it.
Reported the photo. I shut my page down for like probably a couple hours just to get the shit all the way. I cried to my mother and my sister, and that's just what it was. Anyways, the picture was a picture of my ass, and I have a great ass, so I wasn't even mad about the shit.
Hey, listen. Your motherfucking inbox has probably went up 10% because I'm gonna tell you something, fellas. Hey, listen. Don't be on that bitch exposing your bitch talking about. Hey, listen. if the shit look live,
exactly. Niggas gonna want to try that.
Niggas was all in my inbox. They was like, I'm so sorry for you.
Hey, I'm gonna take. Hey, listen, boy. Let me find out. You hear me?
Niggas definitely want to test the waters.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Niggas love promiscuous females. Yes. I mean, I'm gonna let you know. It's like, ladies, niggas talk all that shit. Cause I'm gonna be honest with y'all, cause I'm a nigga too. You know, I gotta get the truth to everybody. You know why?
Yeah, why?
Cause it's fun, man.
And they
eat. I'm gonna tell you something, man. Listen, shout out to my nigga. Shout out to my nigga, man. My nigga Tino, my dog friend of him, man. Niggas be loving this savage, man. The baby mama. Your significant other be born, man. Baby mama, man. You see her, man. She got a blunt rolled up, a meal cooked. Baby, the main bitch telling you make this sandwich yourself, man. They be fun, man. Hey, listen, being honest, okay. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes live off excitement. You know what's fun.
Why y'all don't go with the excitement?
What you mean? Why we don't go with the excitement?
Because they very analytical, so they know the shit ain't gonna work out.
Or you pretty much know she doing it with a lot of niggas. But it's just like, I mean, it's not niggas. What the thing with dudes is this? It's like. We know, this is the thing with women, and this is where women kind of fuck themselves up at, especially with social media.
Mm-hmm.
When you make constant statuses about shit that you require, a nigga gotta take me on dates. A nigga can't fuck with me unless he accept my kids. A nigga can't fuck with me unless he talking about marriage. You basically give a nigga the game plan on what to say to you to get where he needs to be.
Right.
I'm a predator. No, I'm sitting back. Okay, this bitch want to get married. Okay, this bitch like niggas that work. She like niggas that believe in God. I'm setting up my whole little play right there. Yeah, baby, I got to go to Sunday school, church, because I've been working hard. And that's where it is. And it's just like, you know, a lot of women, you know, on social media, they either make themselves look very vulnerable or they make themselves look like assholes. Because I see the women who say shit like, you know, guys, $200 dates or dudes splitting bills. I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, you know, as far as the splitting bills conversation goes, that's something real big that's, you know, we all see on social media. I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, right now I live by myself, but even if I didn't live by myself, if you ain't contributing to my shit, I don't need you here. And that's just this bottom line. I don't need you here. All that say your money shit is bullshit. I don't want to hear it. I can save my own fucking money. I can wash my own dishes. I can clean my own clothes. I can cook food probably better than you. So you're not living. I'm just being honest.
Definitely can.
So I mean, so with that being said, it's like I think that the best thing that happened with social media was that it made people more accessible. It made you have access to a much larger amount of people, but it also kind of devalued relationships because people are basing their relationships based upon what the next motherfucker got going on.
Absolutely.
You see a woman up, you see a woman getting took, being taken shopping by a man, or being uploading rings, uploading trips. You don't know, she probably paid for that trip. Nigga probably beating her motherfucking ass behind closed doors, and the internet made it to where people's standards, not even their standards. They living off the standards of another person. So I think that's also another issue. And like I said, it kind of cheapened relationships. And I'm not mad about it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an adjustment thing.
That's what I said. Everything is so...
Go ahead.
Everything is so innovative right now. This is a new innovative thing. Social media dating.
Social media at this point... Because no, I won't even say it's innovative now. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, right now you got... Anybody can basically jump up a dating mm-hmm. app right now. But before you had this shit, like, you had chat lines and all that shit. I remember when motherfuckers was doing chat lines where you was talking to motherfuckers, you had no idea what they looked like, and they was meeting mm-hmm. each other off of phone lines and shit like that. I remember that shit back then.
Yeah.
You know, way before, like I said, back when it was social media, you was in chat rooms and shit, asking ASL, A, sex location, yeah. Do you got a pic type shit? Nah, it's just like, man, you can order up that shit however you want it.
Yeah,
right.
For
but
sure.
That's why I say when something is innovative and new, you never know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, we right now, man, we probably going into maybe 20 years of internet dating.
Yeah, but that's still new. Sure.
I got 20
new.
Years. I mean, that's your whole life, girl. You 27 years old. Somebody's still fucking new.
No, like.
But it's still new. And you never know.
I'm going to tell you something, fellas, too. Let me get on my shit, too, man. You know, listen, man, it's the Bad Guy Radio Show, man. So, you know, we got to educate my young dogs, man, because, you know, a lot of y'all niggas, man, was raised with no fathers. And I understand that, man. So y'all doing a lot of pussy-ass shit. You know, you pillow talking, acting like hoes. You know what I'm saying? You taking the prostitutes out on dates. You eating out the runners. Listen, I know about you niggas, man. Listen, we got to get y'all niggas up out of that, man. I'm here to teach the youth. I'm going to tell you niggas, man, y'all niggas got to start seeing the signs, man, when you see these bitches, man. You know, these hoes be in the hotel rooms on these motherfucking pictures, and y'all niggas be acting like y'all ain't peeping the signs, man. It's not a queen, man. It's a prostitute. And it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. But that's next show. Anyway, long story short,
I was going to say something. I was going to say, you're right about internet dating, because shit, now sugar daddies is accessible online.
They are definitely. I mean, like.
No, but what I mean is that it used to be a time where you actually had to, like you said, put in work.
Man, I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Like, everything is accessible. That's
why I was telling you fellas, man, y'all got to read between the lines, because like I said, they be basically giving you the game. And it's like, one thing that I did notice is like, man, you meet these bitches on the internet, man, they be open and they be accessible to you. But it's like, man, they be needy than a motherfucker. All you be hearing on that motherfucker is help and invest in. And yeah. Man, I know what the definition of that shit is. Man, I can read between the lines. Man, it's like Detroit, man. It's like a predator city around here, man. You meet a bitch, you know a bitch for 2 weeks, and she be 3 months behind on her car. No, she think you supposed to put in on that. But I mean, for 2 weeks, you 3 months behind on that motherfucker, man. God damn. It's a tough world out here, man. You can't afford them $200 dates like you supposed to.
So
man.
Have you guys met anybody online where it's been like you built some longevity with them, whether it's a relationship or just friendship?
I was with somebody for 4 years.
Man, no,
I,
not then, just not just that.
Then
but
I
like,
just
it
fucking
be
tell you I got two fucking kids fucking around with this fucking shit.
No, I'm saying.
I got two. Listen to me, man. I got two. My beautiful kids, man. I love them to death. But my kids, I mean, they came from situations that, you know, came from the internet. I mean, I'm being honest with you, like, this show is particularly about social media dating, but in terms of the internet itself, man, I've made countless friendships from the internet, countless situations. I've made, you know, untold amount of dollars because it's just like, you know, that's the thing about the internet. Like, you can make it whatever you want it to be. If you want to use it to do something creative with it, you can do that. If you want to use it for some bullshit, you can do that too. Okay. It's really just about what you want to use it for. But it's just like, it's like, I mean, can't really go no further than that. It's about what you use it for. If you use it to be a hoe, you can be a hoe. You want to use it to make some money, you can make some money. I mean, but it's like, I think that the same value that it brought to a relationship is the same way it took away, because it's just like, you know, nowadays women, you know, with the fake pages and sending their friends to follow you. Because I mean, if I'm fucking with you, I'm deleting all your friends. I don't want them on my shit. They have no reason there. They have no reason to be on there.
What about niggas, though? What about how niggas just, they can every second find a new bitch, be in a new bitch inbox, try to get a new bitch easily. So at the same way, of course it's not a problem, but when you're in a relationship, it's a problem.
I mean, but listen, I told you, I don't know nobody who cheats, so I can't really, you know, I can't really speak for that. You know, I'm just,
what I'm saying is this. A nigga can be in a bitch inbox. Your inbox one day. Y'all could be in a relationship in the next month. And he could be in the next bitch inbox every single day after that. So it's the same way. Nobody appreciates relationships anymore.
So you can easily find somebody on social media. So what do you suggest? Because you just told me.
I only exclusively date social media.
Listen,
right.
in the first 10 minutes of the show.
I never said I thought it was a good thing, though.
So what is it, a bad thing?
I don't know.
So listen, this is what we really want to get to. So listen, both of y'all, because I see that y'all trying to be reserved. Y'all trying to play with me and let me tell my story without telling you. I know you said, I take that back because you've been very transparent. But I'm going to ask this, though. So you say your nigga made you mad. You put that picture up. That nigga who pictures you been hard and you gonna let him slide. What's the wild? We didn't really get to the stories that I really want to hear. What's the wildest shit?
Really, I was on my shit trying to go through my inbox. That's what I've been doing.
If you got to go through your inbox to figure it out, it's not wild. I can tell you some shit that I didn't encounter, and it's in my mind. It's etched in my mind because it's that wild.
Okay, go ahead.
Like that wild. I mean, we know, but I don't understand. I'm finna do that. I was just, you know, what
I
I'm
wanted
saying?
To hear it. I was ready.
Exactly. He wouldn't tell his story, but he like Kia. But listen, what's the wildest story?
I do the interview in here, man.
Right.
I don't got a problem. Like I said, man, internet day, man. Like I say, fellas, man, listen, man, it's a smorgasbord, man. You know, shoot your shots. I'm gonna tell you something, fellas. When you shoot your shot, man, listen, you got to kind of make it cool. You got to make it, you know, kind of comedic. Crack a little joke, say a little. You don't got to be too flashy because, like, the hoes know you when you be broken. It's like, if you flash off the bread and you can't keep it up, you're going to look like a fool. You know what I'm saying?
And you ain't going to get fucked with no more. And if she don't fuck you the first night, you done.
I mean, but listen, they fucking the first night. So y'all ain't fucking on the first night on social media?
I never fucked on the first night ever in my life.
This is the part of the show. Listen,
I'm not gonna lie and say that I have not fucked on the first night. I definitely have.
From social media?
No, not from social media. Just in regular.
But is it literally considered fucking the first night if you've been following them for years on social media? It is. Oh well, I guess. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody lying in this bitch. I ain't gonna lie because I didn't fuck chicks on the first night from social media. I didn't fuck chicks on the first night of adding them. I'm keeping it real. That was years ago, though. You know, what was that, 2000?
That's terrible.
What the fuck do you mean is that terrible?
That's terrible.
How is it terrible?
But I feel like this. If a nigga gonna fuck with you, he gonna fuck with you regardless. Like,
what's terrible about it?
Because you don't even know her. But I feel like,
do you ever do you ever know a person?
No. You never do.
Exactly.
Honestly, I don't feel like it's nothing wrong with fucking with a nigga, but on the first night I do.
I think you never know.
I'm
gonna tell you something. At the same time, my thing is just this: on as far as first night sex goes, I mean, if you gonna fuck, you gonna fuck. And the one thing I learned about females is they pretty much know if they gonna fuck you before they meet you. All you can do is fuck it up.
Right.
If you say some,
but I want to make sure that nigga not gonna fuck it up.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know that because it's just like
the first night. If you fucking up the first night, you done.
Man, listen.
No, nigga. But I feel like I had some. Okay. Oh my God. My moment of truth. So
what you been doing the rest of the show? Lying, motherfucker? No,
I'm just saying, like, I got to tell this part right here. So right. I met somebody, and this was a while ago.
Okay.
Like some years ago.
Okay.
And I met him at the bar and shit like that. And we didn't fuck the first night, but we fucked the second night. But it was just like this.
So
he just ran it down to
that's
me
not
like.
The first night.
It's not the first night.
But it's. To me, it is still like the first night of shit. It was the first night we actually had been together.
The first night is the first night.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. The story that I got, and this was like off a friend request. This was years ago though, man. This was like, bam. This was 2006, 2007. My homeboy, like, he was a real big promoter in the city. At this time, like, he promoted parties, and so like this nigga doing shout outs one day. Shout out to all my niggas shouting us out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the niggas shout me out. I get a friend request. You know what I'm saying? I get a friend request, baby girl instantly jumping my shit. I'm talking out the side of my ass. Yeah, what up? She's like, yeah, you fine, da, da, da. She's like, damn, I want to see you. Shit, when? Shit, whenever.
Right.
Bitch, what's up? Man, it was probably, and this is why, you know, I'm happy that now I'm a child of God and Jesus. I mean, it's probably 12 hours, maybe 16 hours from the time I got the friend request to the bitches at the trap. Just like that. I'm just being, just like that. So it's like when females are talking that shit, man, listen, though, I swear to God, bro, I'm gonna start a premium podcast where y'all gonna have to pay a subscription. I'm gonna get niggas the real tea.
Do that.
It's gonna period. $9.95
per month. A bad guy radio, man. But fellas, listen, this is some bullshit, man. I feel ashamed. I don't let these motherfuckers come in here and lie to y'all for 60 minutes, man.
Nobody lied.
Y'all lying in here, especially you, Cole.
Nobody lied. I'm not lying.
Yeah, you ain't telling the truth either, motherfucker.
But I am, though. Low key, I haven't. When I thought about it, I said, damn. And this, I know everybody that's on my social media. Like, I know everybody from, like, school and shit like that.
And my thing about social media, another thing, too, which is just like, I mean, because I hear a lot of times where a lot of the females be saying shit like, you know, the dudes be flashy. They don't be having no money in real life.
What you failing to realize, Kane? As you think that we just some dumb bitches out here. Bitches?
Why?
Bitches? No, listen. Bitches, we are dumb. I ain't gonna lie. But we not dumb as you trying to say. You think bitches is really that stupid where we just gonna let niggas play us out like this?
What do you
like,
mean? Hold on. Wait. Where did I indicate this?
Because you like these bitches lying. You like these bitches lying. No, we just
man, these hoes do be lying. Bro, listen, these hoes do be lying.
But we not lying. We telling you the tea.
But we know if we do certain shit, the nigga about to start. I know what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
The nigga about to start hoeing you, tripping out on you, doing all
about,
this shit.
About doing what?
A nigga exposed me, and I was a complete lady to him. Like, so at that point, you have to be a lady, like, at the end of the day. Like, that don't mean you lying.
I mean, no, I'm not, listen, hold on. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that I know that social, listen, I know women. You know, I have an extensive
history of them.
I'm not even gonna say extensive history, but I'm gonna be honest. Like, fellas, I'm gonna keep it real. You know, this is the no spin zone, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, man. Like, you know, I'm critical of everybody. I'm very critical, you know, of males, females alike. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Women are some pretty unique creatures because it's like at the same time, man, they up to a lot of shit. They emotional and all of that, but some of my best relationships, some of my closest friends, you know, are women because it's just like, you know, dudes are more combative. I don't want to say combative, but competitive. Like, you know, I've been in situations where I've been locked up, you know, situations going on, woo-woo. That female will answer the phone for you a lot faster than sometimes some of your males. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you know, ladies are dumb at, because I'm don't y'all no y'all do some stupid shit. Y'all move off emotions, definitely. But
if we didn't move how we move, niggas couldn't take us.
Niggas what you mean?
I'm trying to tell you. Tell like, me what? I had what you trying to tell me? I had a nigga tell me like. You was finna just do that to me like that. Like, you just wasn't gonna call me back no more. No, I was.
So I mean, what did you? So
smash
you,
and dash.
Or so you, I mean, so you trying to? So you trying to say that?
But no, what I'm saying
that pussy
is,
hitting like that a nigga can't get that motherfucker one time and not come back.
Absolutely not.
Is he crazy? What? Never. Absolutely not. Never. No, I don't care. A nigga better not ever say it was just I was desperate. I was this. No, like no. You wanted this.
Whoa, no, that's not what I'm saying. Wait a minute. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, listen, it goes all the way. I just told somebody this earlier. It's the same shit with Tupac. He said, since we all came from our woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman. So y'all be thinking y'all playing that shit, but we invented this shit. You feel me?
Y'all invented
this
shit.
Yes, we did.
Y'all be on the motherfucking internet of y'all motherfucking bags.
We do.
Hey, listen, soon as
y'all. We be in our feelings too, and that's what we fuck up at.
Soon as y'all see a chick talking about she about to leave all her social media, nigga done played her.
Right, but that's because we be in our. This is the thing. When we really fuck with niggas, we be. be in our feelings. Like, we definitely delete, do be in our feelings.
I'm deleting all social media. No calls, no texts. Nigga, don't play with me, man. Listen.
But no, what I'm saying is, yeah, if we maneuvered the way y'all think y'all be maneuvering,
I be maneuvering.
We'd be some beasts out here.
No, exactly. If y'all could, y'all would.
We can. We just.
You can't.
We can.
You can't.
We have what's called a period every month, so we gonna be emotional just for that little
listen,
time.
I'm gonna tell you,
that,
I mean,
just for that little time period.
At least the end.
At least the end. Because all the rest of the month, listen, I'm going hard.
I'm deleting all my social media.
You ain't on these niggas.
I'm not.
Hey, listen. I'm, whatever y'all want to do, I want y'all to know that, you know, first of all, you know, we welcome y'all as guests coming into the Bad Guy Podcast. But also I want y'all to know, not only am I a podcast host, I'm also an investor. So if you guys were looking to turn some of that shit y'all talking into, because premium Snapchats, I'm all for that.
Fuck you.
Man, niggas don't want that nigga get no bread, bro. I come in here, man. This is the motherfucking Thanksgiving. I come in here, man, and I'm orchestrating shit.
Can't you know we in our bag? Come on, let's go.
I ain't in y'all bag.
What, let's go. Man,
in the bag eating some French fries after a nigga then gave y'all them bitches out the drive through. That's about it, man.
You're petty. Don't do that.
Oh, hey, listen, no, never petty, baby. Never petty.
Don't do that.
I didn't tell. Hey, listen, man, I be telling the fellas, man. Y'all niggas got a pizza signs, man. They be giving y'all the game, man. They be on that motherfucker talking about, ooh.
I'm glad you said that shit tonight because I'm going to have to go reevaluate some.
They be on that
I'm
bitch like,
call
look,
my friends hey, like,
Jamie, I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, ooh, that means she's trying to get fucked.
I'm irritated. Now, that bitch wants some money.
Yeah.
That bitch broke. That bitch say, I'm irritated. Hey, listen, if a Detroit bitch call, you going to be like, I'm irritated.
Hang up.
Man, that bitch going to ask some money, bro. Period. You might as well go and get ready for it. I'm so frustrated. I hate everybody. No calls, no. I know the game.
She like, what's wrong with you? Shit.
Man, DTE just said I'm $40 late on the bill, but I make it happen.
Don't respond. You was busy. You was in jail. Hey, you was in jail, bro.
Man, hey, look.
Locked up.
Hey, I ain't even going to say that. I'm just going to say it. I don't lie, bro. Look.
I ain't got it, sis.
I ain't going to say I ain't got it. Because I do.
What you
want to
do, baby?
What you want to do for it? Listen, I ain't got no time. I told y'all dumbass niggas. I mean, y'all niggas taking these slow-paced prostitutes out on dates. Listen, man, y'all niggas better pay attention, bro. I told you niggas to peep the signs, man. These whole tongue shit about they motherfucking nigga got to pay these bills. I ain't got no time. My rent is $1,300 a month. Don't text me what you doing. I want to chill. That's a prostitute you talking to, nigga. Is you not listening? Y'all ain't even to. They laugh. Listen, when they laugh, that's one of them jokes that ain't funny.
I'm laughing because it's true. That is exactly what people be on.
I just
want to
ask a question. I'm be honest.
We don't be
you.
On that. Do
I'm be.
Shit.
I'm be.
We don't be on that.
No, they over there like this nigga. No shit. Yeah, don't be. Don't.
Never.
Play,
never.
Like,
what?
40.
What?
I'm being honest. 40.
40. What? 40. Get out of here.
I wouldn't go. I go a little more 40 on you. I go a little bit 40 for both of y'all.
You got me fucked up.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Just between me and y'all, I got about. $200, maybe $220 left for my sign up on. Y'all niggas don't. I got the Rams shirt on. Mm-mm. If y'all want to.
I like the good shit. I like the good shit. I like to hear the good shit.
All right, well,
not the
$40
shit.
I mean, you know, we can split.
I'm done with the $40.
Y'all like?
Shit.
Y'all like? You say you done with? That's hey, listen. That's the part of the show we miss. So when work?
I've never been on the. I'm done. You're
no. Listen.
Shit,
wait
nigga.
A minute.
Well, when did the?
Watch this motion. No. Not $40.
Hey, listen, we about to get the...
Not $40.
Hey, man, I'm feeling like I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper, nigga. It's two chicks at the house tonight, nigga. I'm hanging... Y'all go ahead and Google that, man. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, man. That was a classic, man. But you know what I'm saying?
It's all right.
Listen,
hanging
man.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper used to be the shit.
It is? Hanging with Mr. Cooper, man. Go watch that shit, man. Hey, yeah. Listen, what nigga say... My nigga Fab said, he say, man, what ball player swag? That's without the hoop and shit? Two chicks at the house that hanging with Mr. Cooper shit. That was Mr. Cooper, man. Anyway, man, listen, man. Bad guy, right? Listen, I ain't gonna lie. Sin, that's my engineer, man. Shout out to Sin.
Shout out to Sin.
I told Sin last time I was here. It was about two, three or some shit like that. I said, Sin, I'm not coming back unless I got 1,000 playing hours. And I was just talking shit, right? But I actually got the 1,000 playing hours. Man, 1,000 playing hours in, man.
We got some new shit coming up, man. I got a listening party coming up. Man, just stay tuned. Stay listening to the episodes. I got shit going on. Y'all know I got some other shit going on, too. But in the meantime, we still going to run it up, man. We got the merch on the way. We got the videos on the way. I got a couple little in-store signs. We got a bunch of shit on the way, man, from the Bad Guy Podcast. But in the meantime, man, shout out to all my listeners. And listen, I got to say this, man, because we was all in our bag, man. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, man. Rest in peace to everybody that lost their life, man. Not just Kobe Bryant, because everybody's life means something.
Rest in peace.
But I'm not going to lie to you, man. In 96, 97, when he came into the league, I was fresh off Tupac dying. And the young nigga with the nappy fro, man, he took it to another level, man. So, you know, rest in peace to the legend, man, to the great, to his daughter, to all the families. Keep him in your prayers, keep him in your thoughts, because, I mean, no matter the amount of money, man, life is life, and loss is loss. And that man has, you know, a family. They all have families. There's 9 people lost. So, you know, that's just something to think about, man. And I'm not gonna be like everybody else, because it's Bad Guy Radio, man. I'm not gonna tell you to go and squash the beef with nobody that fucked you over, but at least take into account, man, life is short and shit can change. I see y'all, man, in maybe a week or two, coming with my next show, man. What y'all think my next show gonna be about?
Yeah, I let them strip us. Yeah.
No, I think my next show, I ain't gonna tell y'all, man. Just keep this.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the post, man. And listen, I got a Facebook group too, man. One Bad World. Go add that motherfucker. Cause we going up, man, in 2020. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy holidays. I'll see y'all on the next show, man. Chill out. Oh yeah. Me and
that premium coming real soon.
Me and Key and Cole finna go to Starters, man. If y'all see us in the thing, man, don't say nothing. I'll see y'all in a minute, but let's go. We out.
Bye.
When you walk through the city,
walk through the city,
gotta keep your strap. Well, I beg your pardon, you gotta watch your back. If you walk with Jesus,
walk with Jesus,
he's gonna save your soul. But you gotta keep the devil
gotta keep the devil
way down in the hole.